Well, it's good that you're worrying about results and you're nervous about results at the top end of the table. So that's good. And all the players seem keen to discuss it the next day at training. I think it was a mixed bag, really. You know, some of them could have gone for it, some of them couldn't. But there's something that you look at and you take heed of, but you're very much governed what you do yourself. And it's important to get yourself focused on how you approach games and how you try and pick up points. You know, everyone's saying, oh, you know, you missed an opportunity to get 3 points. Well, we could have easily lost the game or drawn the game, you know. We've got less than a 50% strike rate, I know, so there's no guarantee that we'd have won the game. But we want to give ourselves the best chance to win games, and that means that you're going to play on a pitch that's suitable to play passing football, which is what we're trying to do.
You've always said that, perhaps in a different context, but you've always said that points won at the start of the season, middle of the season, they're all worth exactly the same as when everybody scrabbles for them at the end. How good is it, how reassuring is it for everybody to have the number of points you've already got on the board at this stage?
It is for me, because there always seems to be a mental block about getting past certain milestones, and 30 is definitely one of them. And to get past it without too much fuss is quite good, you know. And then the next milestone becomes 50, and then the next milestone becomes 70. 50 more or less guarantees you're playing league football, 70 more or less guarantees you're going to be in the playoffs. So they're two milestones that we've got to try and strive for.
It's not necessarily pessimistic, is it, to look at that 50-point mark and use it as a waypoint?
Everyone does. I won't be the only one who does, but that's generally the one that everyone wants to get to as soon as they can, particularly the unfashionable clubs that we are deemed to be one of.
We talked a few weeks ago about it being the best start in the Football League since the 1950s and this, that and the other. There's been the takeover as well. Has there been a better time for this club in terms of how well set up you are going into a Christmas period?
As regards to the infrastructure of the club, probably no. As regards to the feel-good factor of the club, well, there's been lots of good times, and most notably when there's double the crowd that we've had in recent years. And that's going to be a slow process, but hopefully we're going in the right direction.